Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Dougal Frazier back with us, internationally renowned psychic, author, cosmic coach. He utilizes color therapy, clairvoyance, intuition, empathy, interior design, and practical advice to help people assess and attain their goals and dreams. He's a regular featured blogger for the Huffington Post and author of several books. He and Radley Valentine got together to put together Angels and Auras Oracle Cards. We'll tell you about that in a moment. Dougal, welcome back.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me. So good to hear your voice.
You too. How have you been?
I've been really good. It's been an exciting couple of years. How have you been?
All is good here, and the world has turned upside down, and hopefully one day we'll be able to get through it all, huh?
It has indeed. It has indeed. It's certainly been a splash of cold water in the face for lots of us.
You see auras, don't you?
I do, yeah. When I hear the sound of someone's voice, I immediately start to see color and energy. Now, my perspective of that is that I'm seeing the aura and the soul body. The scientific community would say that I have something called synesthesia, where two senses in the brain overlap. But when I hear sound, I see color.
Do different colors represent something different for that person?
Absolutely. So, well, I mean, it's interesting. We all have sort of a personal relationship with color. One of the reasons I love it as a body of work, especially in the spiritual community, is that it's tangible. It doesn't matter what country you go to, what age you are. If I ask someone what their favorite color is, they have an answer for it. So people certainly have their own personal perceptions and meanings of colors. But as someone that's done nearly 10,000 readings, if not more, I started to sort of gather information and saw personality traits that would repeat themselves, and then even some scientific studies that are pretty fascinating where my definitions of color energy matched some research that has been done. So I think for a really long time, color has been an influence from marketing to spirituality and religion. It's a powerful tool. It's really, really incredible body of work.
Dougal, do you ever see more than one color for an individual at the same time?
Love that question, George. So if you think of things like numerology, right, if you do your numerology, everybody gets their life path number. Or with astrology, everybody knows their sun sign. That is a fixed system of work. With auras, your energy is constantly changing based on the topic, based on the environment. A new question comes up, a new color will come up. So a lot of people, when they get a reading from me, they really want to be one color, and they are not. We are multifaceted beings. We have one personality type with our family. We have one personality type in our business. So it will constantly evolve and change. What I will say is occasionally a color will lead. Like, for example, when I hear the sound of your voice, George, I see blue. Blue is the color of truth and wisdom. It's information. I always see stacks and stacks of books when I see blue, because this person, forgive me for saying, is a little bit of an information junkie. You love information. You're going to research it. You're going to read 5 books about it. So I might see a personality color that sort of leads in a reading or when I'm connecting to someone, but there are various colors around us in any given moment.
Is there a color difference between somebody who is good as opposed to somebody who is a bad person?
That's kind of interesting. From the soul perspective, from an energy perspective, there is no good and or bad. It's vibration. It's energy. Colors do have what I call a shadow side, and everybody has an experience where they get a shadow moment with a color. You might be insecure. You might feel like your ego is leading. So if a color is leaning towards the shadow side, it will present itself as opaque to me. It's a little bit thicker. I can't see through it. Shadow side isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's not negative, but it does mean that we're getting some work done. You know, think of it like your vitamins. Think of it as like eating your greens. It's the nutrients. But I can't necessarily describe it as negative. It's more like you're working through something in that moment.
Interesting take. Now, does everybody have an aura?
Absolutely. Every living thing has an aura. Although here's the weird thing. I could wrap my head around the fact that I can see color and energy around living things. I see it around animals, I see it around people, I see it around plants. But sometimes I will see it around an inanimate object. And what I've learned to figure out is that's where psychometry comes in. Psychometry is, let's say you've got your grandmother's ring, right? And she wore it for years, and then you've worn it for a long time. That object can actually pick up energy, and intuitive can hold it and pick up the vibration. It's not really the life force of the object, but we leave imprints in a room. So you can walk into a room where people were giggling and you might see energy in the room and feel it. You can walk into a room where people are arguing and it will feel heavy and thick. So every living thing has energy, but then more importantly, we leave imprints in the world, which I think is interesting. It sort of helps us be accountable to how we treat people, how we behave, and how we move through life.
John Zaffis, the paranormal expert that Dougal has been an expert in, objects that have been possessed or are haunted or are just generally nice, like the grandmother's ring or something like that. But he contends spirits attach themselves to objects, just like you mentioned.
Yeah, and so my thing is, like, I never use the word possession just because I'm, like, a little bit of a word nerd, and, like, that already comes at it from, like, sort of, like, an intense perspective.
Yeah.
So I would say there's imprints of energy. There's memories there. In the same way that if you pick up a photo and it reminds you of someone that you love so dearly, you're moved by emotion. Or in the same way, if you picked up a photo with someone that you've had challenges with, you may be haunted by them. But my job always as an intuitive is to try to play with language and see how we can come at it from a neutral perspective, because I want people to play with energy. Auras are fun. Everybody perceives energy. They may not think they're doing it, but we say things like, we have chemistry with each other. We had a great vibe. We connect. That's you connecting with energy. I'm just taking it a next level and starting to see that energy.
Can you train people to see auras?
Absolutely. Every single person on the planet can see energy. It's a money-back guarantee if you're in a workshop. I can get anybody to see energy. What's interesting is that the physical eye is what we normally use for depth perception and facial recognition and the way we connect with people. It's through simple tools of meditation. You can use the Oracle deck, which we'll be talking about, but simple tools of distracting your mind so that you can open up another part of your senses to begin to perceive energy.
And you mentioned the Oracle deck, Angels and Auras Oracle Cards. It's a 44-card deck and a guidebook that is included with that, which I found very, very helpful. But how did you and Radley come up with this?
So Radley is an incredible friend of mine. He is an amazing teacher. Radley is all about angels and their meanings and the history of them and how we can work with them. Radley and I would do tandem readings with callers where I would pick up a particular color. Let's say I would say, oh, I see pink around this person, and I'd start talking meanings of pink, which is about self-love and sometimes being critical. And Radley would say, that's so interesting. I've got Archangel Jophiel here who presents in a pink energy. I didn't know angels present in colors, and apparently they do. And the meanings of the angels were very similar to my definitions of aura colors. So we did an online class, we did workshops, and, you know, 4 years later, it became a deck. And it's the blending of work that I think is so beautiful. In every body of spirituality, it's not just using one belief system. It's really pulling from different bodies of work and making it your own. So we like to think of angels and auras as that possibility for us and possibility for others as well.
Now, they're not tarot cards, though, right?
No. So tarot cards are a fixed system, right? The same cards will repeat over and over and over again, and basically the same meanings. An oracle deck is when a collaborator or an author, like Radley and myself, come together and we create new images and new meanings. We have some nods to traditional tarot cards. So in tarot, there's the major arcana. In our deck, we have 12 core cards, which is sort of the nod to the major arcana. The rest are message cards. But we wanted to teach people how to use colors, how to connect with angels, and then there's lots of tips to take the meanings from the cards and use them in your practical life. So if you pick orange, you can then use orange in your clothing or lighting a candle or even a bowl of oranges in your kitchen to remind you of the meaning of that color. We really wanted it to be tangible.
Fascinating. Now, do you pick up auras just by talking to somebody over the phone?
Yeah, so I actually have to hear the sound of your voice. I can't do it through a letter or email. I actually hear the sound of someone's voice. So literally, George, when I hear you speak, I see shades and shades of blue. It sometimes leans a little bit towards purple when you trail off at the end of your voice. But yeah, I have to hear someone's voice. So often when we take calls tonight, which is my favorite thing to do, I will ask the caller to say their name three times for me. It doesn't have to be your actual name. You could say Scooby-Doo if you want, but I'm just listening to the sound of your voice, and that's how I see energy.
And you'll be able to tell them about their aura and what it means.
Absolutely. That's the job.
That's fantastic.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with The Seven every weekday. So follow The Seven right now.
How? Let's say somebody's standing up and you see their aura. How high out is it from their body? Is it an inch off the shoulders? Is it 2 feet? How?
It depends on the person. So I talk about what's an expanded and a contracted aura. An expanded aura will fill the room. It will go beyond the walls, beyond the ceiling, beyond the floor. This is a very outgoing person. I might see that around a comedian or a performer who has to reach out, really connect with people. A contracted aura would be very, very close to the body. So it depends on the person. Traditionally, we want the aura to be sort of an oval in shape or a circle. Very rarely is someone's perfectly shaped like that. You know, we've all got issues or challenges. It's just like having a little knee pain or hip pain. But the shape of your aura does tell me what's going on with you. If there's a lot of concentrated energy around the head, you're someone that leads with your mind. If it's concentrated around your heart, you're an empath. You lead with your heart. So the shape, the size, how it moves while we're talking tells me everything about what's going on. Can you tell I'm a really fun dinner party guest, George?
Absolutely. I bet people invite you all over the place. Or walk into a lounge with your Angels and Auras Oracle book and people will go crazy.
Exactly.
Can people change their colors?
Yes. Good question. So again, energy, the aura, is not a fixed system. So one of the things that I've learned through color energy is that you can invoke a color to naturally change who you are. No one ever believes me, but I'm a naturally shy person. I'm more of an introverted person. I see green around extroverted people. Writers, poets, speakers, a chef, a musician, they all emulate this energy of green. So when I need to stand up in front of a group of people, I will visualize green. I might wear the color green to shift or change that energy. Part of what I teach through my products and all of my classes and, you know, just in interviews like this is that if you need to shift your energy, you can visualize a color. You can surround yourself with that color to actually change your energy. And this is scientifically proven with certain colors as well.
That is truly remarkable. If you don't see an aura on an individual, does that mean they're going to die?
Yeah, it's a real problem. If we don't see an aura, we have a problem. Hasn't happened yet. There's one color. This is always interesting to me, George. When I'm teaching people to see energy, we want to see the first layer of the aura. And there's this one sort of soft white color that people tend to have around their shoulders and their head. I think of this as sort of like the life force. Every single person, doesn't matter your age, it doesn't matter your religious belief system, it doesn't matter where you are from the planet, everybody seems to have that first layer of color, and that's sort of the soul. That's the part of us that radiates, that sparkles, that electric energy in us that knows that we're alive. So if I don't see color around someone, chances are their soul has moved on.
Interesting. When somebody says, my favorite color is red or whatever, what does that mean?
Yeah. So there's certainly like a belief system with that. I'm actually more interested in the color that someone doesn't like. If you like a color, you probably resonate with the meaning already. It'll be sort of comfortable for you, easy for you to integrate into your life. What I find really spicy, really curious, is if someone has a real aversion to a color, that's where we've got some real interesting information coming in, because that color is speaking to you. It's asking you to work with it a little bit, and something's going to come up from it.
What are shadow messages that I noticed with the deck?
Yeah, so shadow messages are, again, just like in auras, when the aura is opaque or a little bit thicker, it means the universe is asking us to pause and to think about this. So let's take blue. Your blue right now is pretty clear. I can see through it. So the wisdom, the honesty, the candor, or I'm gathering all this information, that comes really naturally to you.
Okay.
If it was opaque, it would be leaning towards the shadow side, which would be about like skepticism, fear, a little bit of anxiety. So if it's leaning towards the shadow side, there's something we need to work on. So we dig into it a little bit deeper.
When we saw biblical pictures depicting Jesus,
yes,
we saw a halo around his head.
That's correct.
Was that the aura?
I believe that is our first documentation of aura and energy, and most major religions have some version of that. That's exactly right. And so I tell people that if you look at especially like Italian Renaissance paintings, you can see that first layer that we were talking about. Sometimes it's gold, sometimes it's yellow. I actually find those bodies of work a little bit more accurate than some of those aura photographer cameras you see at psychic fairs or health expos. But yes, absolutely. You see it a lot in the artwork.
How was he able to, Jesus Bean, illuminate his aura where people could see it?
So everybody can illuminate their aura. It's not just reserved for enlightened or deities. Think of it, it's the same thing when you walk into a party. You make a choice. Do I want to be outgoing? Do I want to connect with someone? Or do I want to feel shut down and closed? Our thoughts shift our energy. There's a very basic belief system that energy follows thought and thought directs energy. So right now, I'm trying to be open and friendly and calling upon the teacher part of my being. So every single person does this. We do it on a first date. We do it in a job interview. When you invoke a part of your consciousness, you literally begin to shine.
How can somebody who is, let's say they're evil, what would their aura look like?
It's interesting. I would never use the word evil. If I've ever felt someone that was heavy or negative.
More
of a feeling I would get. I might feel like a chill in the back of my spine, or like in the back of my neck. But, you know, the soul doesn't reflect evil. It just doesn't exist in the world of light. Evil to me is like addiction, hatred, bigotry, racism. It presents in that way. It doesn't present from a soul perspective.
It is fascinating. Angels and Auras Oracle, where do you get these?
So you can get these on Amazon. They just came out on October 31st. They're really, really beautiful. For people that are interested in seeing energy, you can let the energy speak to you through the cards, meaning the colors will come up. You can learn about color and energy. They'll be in metaphysical bookstores or major retailers, but Amazon is probably a great place to go right now. You can actually go to aaoracle.com. We have some freebies for people that register and buy through that website.
We're talking with Dougal Frazier. In a moment, Radley Valentine is going to join us, a specialist in angels. We'll talk about that. Then in our last hour of the program, tonight, we'll open up the phone lines where Dougal will be able to give you readings. Bradley said he will give us readings as well, but you can ask him questions about angels. And Bradley truly is an expert on the angelic realm, isn't he?
He is an incredible person. And not only that, he's just a good, good guy. I guarantee everyone will adore him.
Fantastic. Dougal, how did you get involved in all this?
You know, it's funny. When I was standing in the crib, my parents used to say that I saw color and energy around people. My mother was fascinated by it and took me to Lilydale in upstate New York, a spiritualist community. My dad was freaked out and took me to the doctor and kept getting my eyes checked because they thought there was something wrong with me.
Uh-huh.
So I had a real divide.
Which is always a safe thing to do in the beginning.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I was very lucky. My parents encouraged me to talk about it. I bought my first deck of tarot cards when I was 8, and this has always been a natural way of life for me.
Would you always tell your friends you saw colors around them?
Yeah, I was not the most popular kid on the playground. but the truth is also, I had a lot of pain in my life. My sister had cancer when I was young in high school, so the idea of the afterlife was sort of in the household. So reading books about near-death experiences and tarot cards, I was just very, very interested in anything beyond the physical world.
What color is around you?
So most people see red and orange around me. I tend to be an emotional person as an empath. Orange is one of my favorite colors. It's the natural color of the counselor. People tend to see those colors around me.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Toolkit Podcast is where your favorite filmmakers come to talk about their craft and process.
I don't want a sloppy angle in my movie ever.
It's like being a dancer. You find the freedom in the structure.
It's where Tarantino, Gerwig, Scorsese, and Jordan Peele discuss their latest films, and showrunners take us behind the scenes of the best of TV.
Hosted by IndieWire's craft team, Toolkit is an award-winning podcast that gets at the heart of what really matters for filmmakers, like Spike Lee.
It comes back to this storytelling. What can I use in my toolbox?
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.